Hi there, my name is Dara Oladapo. I'm a technology evangelist with Microsoft. Today I want to show us how to upload a website using the publish profile settings. So what I'll just quickly do is I'll go to the new, I'll just create a web app quickly, an empty web app. So I'll go to web and mobile from new, then I'll click web app, then I set the name of the web app I want to create. So while I wait for that, okay, so let's call that hello publish, right? Okay, that works. So I'll create the website, so it's deploying. So while that works, I've quickly created a simple HTML page using Bootstrap, Visual Studio Code. But what I'll do, I'll go to my Windows Explorer, then I go to my documents where I have it saved, that's Hello Azure. Then I open WebMetrics, that's my favorite free coding, web coding application. So I open WebMetrics. I guess the deployment should almost be done in a bit. So WebMetrics opening up for me. So I just have to wait for that. This takes just a couple of seconds to a minute. Okay, so that web app is done. So what I'll do now is I'll download the publish profile settings of the web app. So up here you can see the different things you can do with the website: settings, tools, browse the website, stop the web app, restart it, delete, get the published profile, which is what we're gonna do exactly. So I'll click that, then download the published profile for me. So that is downloaded to my system now. So when I go to my downloads folder, I can find I think it will be called Hello Publish, dot publish settings. So I'll go to my download folder and find that. So that's Hello. Sorry, I have a lot of downloads on my system. So that's Hello Publish. Yes, I found it. Hello Publish. So what I'll do, our WebMetrics is opened already. So that is my index.html. Let's just view the page to see how it looks like. So I'll run it. My browser. Okay, so this is just a simple page. I just created it quickly with Bootstrap. So what I'll do is I'll click publish from here. I don't know where. It's not working. Okay, so missed that. So I will go to the publish tab over here. When I click that, it tells me either I want to create a new site. If you have a paid subscription, you can do this. Choose an existing site from Microsoft Azure or import the publish profile, which is exactly what I just did. So I'll look for a low publish, a publish it from wherever I downloaded it to. So I'll click open. Then every deployment credential I need is there. So I will just, to be sure it works, I'll validate the deployment credentials, and then it should show me it's all right in a few seconds from now. So it's connected successfully, so I can save this profile, and then I'll follow the prompts that come up on the screen to upload the web app. So still verifying and setting things up for me behind the screens. Okay, so that is done. I'll click continue. Then these are the files on my web app, the CSS, the JavaScript, and all that. So I'll click continue, and then it shows me the status of the website right over here that's publishing the website. So to upload the files in a couple of seconds, it should be done because it's a very lightweight website. So it's complete. So I'll click that link, and it should show up for me. So you can see the URL over here, hellopublish.azurewebsites.net. So I think I'm done. this tutorial. So for more information, for more lessons, for more blog posts, you can go to my website or geekwithlife.com to see things about students, Azure development, and exactly new offers from Microsoft for students that I have to share with you. Thank you very much.